Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now,
be curious, not judgmental.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Streaming on WEEI.com and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
A scary scene at Beverly Regional Airport, a gyroplane. Is it called a gyroplane?
I know the sandwich is the gyro.
Yeah.
All right. But I don't know anything about the plane.
No,
I
don't know. I think it's called a gyroplane.
A gyroplane.
This is
the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
Hilly. We're happy to have the Hill Man.
I love the show, by the way. It's great.
Starring Greg Hill.
This may be a preview of the Stanley Cup Final.
Oh, turns and scores!
Riley Smith zigzag and wins it for Vegas.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
They jell of us.
Wiggy.
But if you are a Pats fan like I am, believe that there is a small window to get into the postseason.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
I mean, Courtney, I'm not really sure I understand that.
Courtney Cox.
What do you call it? A long time dedication?
Long distance dedication.
And accompanied by.
Hi.
Two big brains behind the glass.
David Ortiz.
Curtis and Shime.
I would say there have been more people struck by lightning in Massachusetts than thought it was a good idea to hand the keys of the offense to Matt Patricia.
Now.
Well, we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
On Boston Sports Original.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show. Greg Hill. Yeah. Greg Hill.
Go. Yeah.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Well, Sean and everybody else, if that were a preview of the Stanley Cup Finals last night, then when it comes to the actual Stanley Cup Finals, your defense is going to have to play all three quarters. I just want to make a note of that.
I believe it's called periods.
Yes. Periods. Yeah. All three must be played by your defenders.
Mm-hmm.
Although, Sean, they gallant return last night. You and I were texting about it all night.
Yeah, I mean, this team is never going to be out of a game. You saw it earlier in the season with Ottawa. You go down 3-0, not once but twice in the same game, and they battled back. You've seen them battle back from 2-0 against a team like Carolina. And then last night, battling back from 3-0, it never felt like the game was out of reach. And this team just continuously applied pressure. And they should have won it. Like, ultimately, they should have won in overtime and in the shootout. Charlie Coyle had the goalie beat straight up and just missed the net.
Nice video tribute for Bruce Cassidy last night.
Boy, did he look thrilled at the end of that one. Did you see him?
Yeah, he was happy.
And everybody's going up to him. My God, he was over the moon. I will say it was nice. Ken posted, because sometimes in the game broadcast, you can't really get a sense of what the environment is like, but mm-hmm. Ken was there and posted on his Instagram story at the end of the tribute, and it seemed like he got a very warm welcome, I was happy for him.
Well, it was lots of guys, and Jim Montgomery, actually, I think we have that audio, saying that it was a playoff atmosphere last night at the Garden.
I mean, our building's electric all the time. Our fans are awesome, and it did at moments. I thought the last two games we played had, like, the on-ice speed of it was playoff intensity. We weren't at our game until about 28 minutes left in the game, you know, which, you know, it's going to happen. But again, I'm just really happy with the ability of our players to get back to our game and find a way to get in the game.
All right. Well, yeah. If that were a measuring stick, then
you were a little like you're the beginning of the game. You're like, ooh, three really bad things about to get out of hand.
Yeah.
I mean, if that were a measuring stick, you're a couple inches short. But yeah. But you did rally. And Curtis, I'm sure you didn't watch the Bruins because you were balls deep in Brady last night.
Oh, a very quiet Twitch text chat last night with the crew. had a long night, but I got to tell you, I was holding James, watching Brady once again beat a team twice, had a brilliant throw to Chris Godwin that was negated by a hold by the worst left tackle in football, Donovan Smith, and then Brady finds another rookie out of nowhere for the win. It was just a spectacular evening because I knew somewhere Ken Laird was stewing, ready to text me some inane a-hole text after a loss by the Bucks, but what a great night. That's why we love sports.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Spectacular evening. The hockey game was awesome. I thought Dale was actually excellent. He had a great interview with Swoop about the Bruins Foundation. And the atmosphere inside the Garden, it did feel like a playoff game watching it on TV.
And yeah.
And Celtics pin big win up north of the border.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. Huge Celtics win. So
healthy.
All is good except for the other franchise that plays in this region.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing when you're in a must-win divisional game, down two scores in the fourth quarter, you never quit. Oh, wait. Well, you might if you're here.
I'll tell you, Brady's up out of there, though. That man can still play. He is up out of there.
How many walk-off wins does he have in his career?
And at the beginning of the game, it was kind of like, ugh. You could tell he would just look.
Oh, people change their tone big time on social media. Everybody, oh, Brady's washed up. He's old. He looks old. Then at the end, crickets.
I took receipts, so yeah. I remember those people.
But I will say, though, he's finding these rookies, and to me, that means that this Tampa Bay team, it's not just the old guys that are really talented. They have some really talented rookies, so that has to take up some real estate in Brady's mind when he's thinking about what his plans are next season.
Oh, he's up out of there. Yeah, I don't give a damn what they got.
He's not going to play there.
No, he's up out of there. It's just about where is the best landing spot.
I think it was you, or maybe it was Boomer yesterday. Boomer says, made a really good point about San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Garoppolo injury really opens things up for him there if he wants to play halfway across the country from where the kids are. So I don't know.
But his parents are out there, so.
Yeah, his parents are out there. I mean, I mean, do you think Miami was only of interest to him because of Giselle?
Well, you know what they say? The present is a gift. So let's just talk about the here and now. And I think that this Sunday, Tom Brady has a chance to win his 250th start in the city he grew up in. It's going to be a great afternoon. I have no idea what Tom Brady's going to do next year. It certainly looked like in the third quarter that he wanted to be anywhere but Tampa. But it was just, Tom Brady is 45. He's not having a great year. But he is tied for the league lead with 9 fourth quarter touchdown passes with 1 Joe Burrow. And Mac Jones this year would have a 0 fourth quarter touchdown passes.
All right. Well, lots to get to on this morning show, including the leads, which will happen around 6:25 or so in about 15 minutes. And then coming up at 7:20, they said it, which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will discuss why one NBA team is shocked that the refs are actually making calls. So that is coming up during They Said It. News at 7:30 with Courtney and what happened between the Grinch and the reindeer at the work holiday party in Michigan proves that nothing good ever happens at a company Christmas party. So we'll get to that news. Rest of that with Courtney coming up at 7:30 this morning. It's a Ty Tuesday. Ty Law will join us at 8:20, and we continue with the 12 days of Twitchmas at 8:45 this morning. Your chance to win a present that I have gathered for, or maybe even a couple presents that I have gathered for you this most joyous time of year from the prize closet here at Odyssey.
And Greg, I'm still basking in the gift that was the Belichick interview yesterday. I know there was some disagreement in the afternoon show that they said it wasn't a good interview, but I would just like to, it was amazing. The entire city, TV and radio, is talking about our interview all day, and our own show and our afternoon show is demeaning its importance.
Oh,
you know, interesting.
I missed that yesterday. What did they
say? Not a great editorial decision in my point of view, but I just stay on my side of the street.
What? I missed it.
I bet they want Bill back after interviewing Mac for 10, 11 weeks. They're probably like, shoot, give us Bill back.
That thing went around the country like 5 times yesterday. It was great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Bill, you said Bill was humble, Curtis. That was the word you used to describe Bill Belichick yesterday.
I thought it was a different tone. It was a guy that was not going to make a false proclamation by saying that they're going to change everything today. Mm. In Bill's view, you need an offseason to get the coordinator ready to go to call the plays. But I thought it was an admission that it's on him when you asked him about the who has responsibility, and that he was going to make a change when it was, you know, the right time to do so.
I think the biggest thing I got is that he kind of gave us a small little look into what the future might hold, and he's not committed to anybody, coach or player.
I also thought his ego was in check more than I've ever seen.
You're saying he's not committed to Mac Jones.
Nope.
He's not committed to Matt Patricia.
Nope.
He's not committed to anything.
Nope. No, I don't think he is. I think he's in the position where he's looking at it and it's not going according to plan, and he looks at it that everybody is accountable, himself included.
We will talk to Ty Law about that and other things coming up at 8:20 on a Ty Tuesday. And before we get to trending, did anybody else feel absolutely ancient with the news last night that Kirstie Alley had passed away?
Man.
When you sent that, I almost dropped my phone. And then when I picked it up and realized that she was 71, I could have sworn. She posted an Instagram video in September. She looked not a day over 45.
Yeah.
She
serious? Have
yes.
you seen Kirstie Alley?
Kirstie Alley, yeah. If you look at her, go look at her Instagram post from September.
Did she lose more weight?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. She
was a smoke show.
She was.
When we were growing up with you, she was, on Cheers, she was an absolute smoke.
Best movie of all time, It Takes Two.
Really?
Yep.
Best movie of all time?
It's up there.
What?
Yeah, that's her best role, in my opinion.
You just said best. Wait, what was the other film that Courtney said was the greatest?
Hocus Pocus.
Stand by that, too.
Was a lifetime
iconic
classic.
Yeah.
You just said, I don't even know It Takes Two. What,
you
what,
don't?
No.
Oh, it's with the Olsen twins. They go to camp.
I can't.
One goes
with
to
you.
Camp. The other one's dad is like a billionaire, lives off the camp.
What time is Take That Take Back?
Nope. Not taking that one back.
Best film of all time.
Well,
is
that's just
is
dramatic.
Kirstie,
but
is Kirstie Alley and the Olsen twins?
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah,
highly recommend.
I don't know about
an oldie but a goodie.
She was like the original Stifler's mom. I think everybody wanted to bang her.
It Takes Two is a video game that doesn't even come up as a movie when I type it in.
No, just type in Kirstie Alley, It Takes Two.
Yeah, I mean, normally when you see the critics list at the end of the century, they have like the Godfather trilogy and then It Takes Two with the Olsen twins and Kirstie Alley.
Yeah. It was a box office real hit. It made $19 million.
Yeah, I never follow those. What's the Steve Gutenberg?
Steve Gutenberg.
Yeah,
well done.
He's the other lead.
Yeah.
Again,
it's
very
good.
You got to watch. It's one of those movies if you need to feel good, you know, lay down and cry. It's
Steve
one of those.
Gutenberg, is he from Police Academy?
All right. Anyway, we got a lot to get to this morning. If you want to be on at any moment, you can call 617-779-7937 or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And here is Courtney and what is trending this morning.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Well, whether it was football or hockey, there was some really good games to get you through your Monday night. Let's start with the heartbreaker. The Bruins lost in a shootout to Bruce Cassidy and the Golden Knights. A wild game after going down 3. Brad Marchand started the comeback. He ended with 2 points on the night. Pastrnak had the second goal, and Taylor Hall tied things up. It was Riley Smith who ended things in the fifth round of the shootout. And I got to say, Jeremy Swayman, I think he had, what, 21 saves on the night?
Yeah.
But in the shootout, he had some really incredible saves.
He did.
Yeah,
he
so did. Credit to him. Bruce Cassidy got a standing ovation after that tribute video. We were wondering if he was going to get one. The Bees did it for him. He talked about that after the game.
Listen, that's something that I'll get choked up about, obviously, probably in about 3 seconds, but it's that simple. I appreciate it.
Can we stop with the tribute videos? Like, they're so watered down now. I mean, Blake Griffin's getting
you
one.
You mean because everybody gets
yeah,
one?
Yeah, Bruce Cassidy's getting one. Yeah, he had a good run here, but, you know, you never won a Stanley Cup, so you're just going to give them to anybody?
I think it's also how the actual team, the people that work for the team, feel about a certain person. And I know from being at those games for the years that he was the head coach, mm-hmm. whether or not he lost the locker room, the people that worked for him loved him. The people that worked for the Bruins.
Everybody loves Scal, so
no,
you get
that's
a tribute
not always
video.
The case.
Tribute video. It's like they're watered down now. Like, everybody's getting them. Well, I mean, Blake Griffin got one in Brooklyn.
Are you butthurt that you didn't? You returned returned to Foxborough Stadium or Gillette and you didn't get a tribute video?
I think the tribute videos should be meant for people that really were a major influence in the organization,
helped you win, and
you won a championship.
Only those who won a championship get a tribute video.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, I do agree with Wiggy. Didn't Kelly Olynyk get something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, they're handing them out to anybody. It's like free cheese at the welfare office.
So if Tatum left and came back for a game, you don't think that the Celtics would give him a tribute?
No, why should they give him a tribute?
Oh, Tatum, he's one of the best players
in the
league.
That's what I'm saying, but he hasn't won a championship.
No, you're saying if he left now,
no,
he shouldn't get a tribute video.
Okay. The other Boston team got a road win, 116-110, your final from Toronto. Jason Tatum, 31 points and 12 rebounds. Jaylen Brown had 22 points, and Marcus Smart was back and had 18 points.
They're just so good, man, that team. It's like, I mean, at times I was like, they looked like they weren't even trying, and they were just... I never felt like they were going to lose this game at all.
And I was worried they were going to be tired because they played the night before,
had to fly
to Toronto. Yeah, but then it was like, ugh.
And Brogdon didn't play, Horford didn't play. It was like, all right.
Monday Night Football. Wow, Curtis, a good one for you and James. Tom Brady with a comeback, taking the lead 3 seconds left of the game. 17-16 was your final. Now, when they got the ball back, did you think that he was going to be able to do it?
Yeah, I mean, in my heart, yeah, but I was, you know, I'm a wreck watching those games. It is, you know, because the team hadn't played well the whole night. But when they got the touchdown called back, I thought they were cooked.
The team stinks.
Yep.
If it wasn't for Brady, that team might have 2 wins.
Yeah, we don't need people like that around here.
Elsewhere in the league, Baker Mayfield was released from the Carolina Panthers. And it was interesting that you bring up Tom Brady and San Francisco because Kyle Shanahan was asked about Baker Mayfield and if he'd have any interest in that. And he said he's looking at all avenues, but he's pretty confident in what he has on the West Coast. So I don't think that they're going to look at Baker Mayfield.
No.
Really?
Would you?
No.
Well, I mean, I would. You're going to be a playoff team. And, I mean, they got 1 week out of the...
Purdy?
That's your third string guy.
Yeah, give me Brock Purdy over Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, Purdy knows the offense. He's been around all season. Baker Mayfield will be coming into one of the more difficult offenses to learn, even as QB-friendly as it is. Brock Purdy already knows it. He's been here. Like, he didn't make any crucial mistakes in that last game. Shanahan could just say, hey, hand the ball off, point and shoot, we're done.
Yeah.
It was. I think that's a bad for Baker Mayfield because Shanahan really downplayed it. Said, you know, I think he's a great football player. I've always been a fan, but meh.
Well, Baker went to Carolina and said, I want up out of here.
Right. And quickly in baseball yesterday, the Mets reached an agreement with Justin Verlander. 2-year contract worth $86.6 million.
And he's what, almost, is he 40 or 39?
I think he's at least 40.
He's going to be 30. He will be 39. Pitcher 39. But he was the best pitcher in the league regular season-wise last year.
Yeah.
43. So what does that tell you about Aaron Judge?
Yeah.
He'll be 40 this year. He's 39 right now, and he's won 2 of the last 3 Cy Youngs.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of money going around, and I would just love it if the Red Sox were a big market team.
Well, they're in on Judge. Did you see that?
But they also said yesterday, I think Chaim Bloom spoke to some people the other day, saying Xander Bogaerts still a big, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm not believing anything that's coming out of there.
There is that report that came out over the weekend that said Bogaerts had essentially told them he would come back with his last and final, whatever he gets from another team, and give them the right to match it. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that? You think that report is legit?
No, because I think if I'm Xander Bogaerts and apparently what they've offered him before was almost laughable, I'm done with them. I'm just as
Who
done
cares?
With them.
There are plenty of reports out that the Red Sox been barking up the tree of Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're leading the league in interest.
Well, the Bogaerts thing, he's not coming back. If they wanted him, they would have been signing him. They don't want to pay him the money that he wants.
Right. Mm-hmm. So just don't tell people he's your top priority.
Yeah, that's...
Well, let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
41 degrees outside in the beautiful city of Boston. The afternoon high will be in the mid-50s.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, all-time classic, Chime. Great job by you, Bob Seger. You know, what could the only thing that could have made that song better is if the Olsen twins were on it.
True.
I mean,
their singing career wasn't that great.
Can you assemble for me right now your top five greatest films of all time? I know It Takes Two is on there.
No.
And I'm sad that I missed it.
Hocus Pocus
my
is
number one
on.
Movie. My
number
favorite,
one, Parent Trap.
Nope. The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
I'll give you that.
That's at least in the classic realm, Courtney.
Yep. Hocus Pocus is up there. Wedding Crashers is one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Okay.
You guys all laugh. What is the best part about watching a movie? Feeling like a warm hug when you need one.
No, but there's a different kind of a movie. There's a movie that's like a rom-com that you watch, you know, on a date or whatever. And then there's the list of the best movies you've ever seen.
Yeah, and then the first Harry Potter movie. Those are probably my top five.
What a loser.
What? Right. Shime, you're a loser.
It's a quote from Wedding Crashers. You know what? I thought it was one of your favorite movies.
I was gatekeeping that photo of you from your volleyball days, but maybe I'll send that to Ethan now.
I sent it to the group chat.
So. No, we got it. Doesn't Ethan have it? I thought you sent it to him yesterday.
And then I stopped because I said, maybe Shime doesn't want the Twitchers
to
see.
Oh, no, get that. Care. No, get that. Shime.
There's plenty of bad pictures of me that exist.
Yesterday, Shime, was some sort of a sweet flex on the program.
Yep.
Suggested that he started the volleyball program.
I was a founding member.
At Boston College High School.
Correct.
And he could spike the ball.
And he said he could. And I said there was absolutely no way. And then he sent a photo in which it proves he couldn't even get his
because I was falling away from the net?
No, you couldn't even get your fingers up over the net.
Oh, great.
If you wear a sweatband, you're a hardo.
Oh, I wore a sweatband. That was the point. It was our team was awful because, as I said, founding member of the team.
Okay.
So the team was terrible. So I just had fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well.
I love it, Chime. You look good.
Can you send that? Courtney, send that to Ethan.
I did.
We'll debut that later on Twitch. You can watch this show on Twitch every day. Go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And this show on Twitch is presented by Kentucky Owl, the Wise Man, American Straight Bourbon Whiskey. And you should be watching this show at least at 8:45 this morning because the 12 days of Twitchmas are underway. And I have been ridiculed when it comes to the presents so far, Curtis. Some suggesting that I just willy-nilly went and grabbed all the junk out of the prize closet and there's nothing good. Oh. I think there's something good today.
I have a feeling it's going to be a big day at 8:45.
I don't know who it was in Twitch. It might have been Juddy or one of my arch enemies in Twitch. But they were saying Greg basically grabbed all the junk that he has at his place in the seaport and is giving it away. And I almost, because I'm moving, I've been able to purge some things.
The best feeling.
And I almost grabbed, Breeze Hill left an item behind. I just found out when I was cleaning out the bathroom. And I almost brought that in. Maybe I'll bring that in tomorrow and add it to the presents.
Yeah, so I think people want something that was in the bathroom.
Yeah, in Breeze's bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Just to spite these Twitch people. May I say one thing? The blue moving bags that you get on Amazon might be the single greatest invention of the 21st century.
Blue moving bags. What is that?
I've never seen those.
You haven't seen them?
No.
Oh, my God. Game changer. Life changer. You just throw everything in the bag. Nothing breaks. It's like a plastic. It's not even plastic. It's like some sort of a polyurethane bag thing. Uh-huh. Big, gigantic blue bag thing.
Yep.
And all you do is throw everything in there. Boom. Move it. It's life changing.
Wow.
Are you the only person in Echelon who's actually moving things themselves?
Yes. I am, as is well documented, Curtis. I am frugal.
They're like, ooh, this man's fallen on hard times.
I live right across the street. I didn't feel it was I got a mover for the big items, but I didn't feel like it was necessary to pay the mover to bring all the other stuff because therefore I can simply walk it across the street and get my steps in.
How can this man afford
district, which is almost all white, no African Americans there at all?
Greg, what is the support group in Echelon regarding the new millionaire tax?
How could this man afford to live here when he's using trash bags to move his stuff?
Not trash bags, they're moving bags.
Well, I've never heard of moving bags, so I mean, they might as well be trash bags.
I'm trying to give you a tip. I'm trying to give you like a tip when it comes to living life. If you ever have to move, so moving is the worst experience that any human can undergo.
And it doesn't matter if you're moving across the street from one floor to another floor in the same complex or across the country. No, it's all the same.
It's just, it is a royal pain in the you know what. All right. Coming up at 7:20, they said it, and we will discuss why one NBA team is shocked that the refs are actually making calls. That is coming up during They Said It, but right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Is feeling all right.
It absolutely is. Well done.
Let that breathe though for a minute. Is that Traffic or is that Joe Cocker?
Joe Cocker.
Joe Cocker. How could I not recognize Joe Cocker? What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
It's clearly Joe Cocker, but I had a senior moment there, and I was like, wait a minute, is that Traffic feeling all right?
It's all the moving you've been doing. You're exhausted.
Is that beat in the beginning, the opening of like Charlie Brown or one of those cartoons?
No,
it sounds like it.
No, it has nothing to do with Charlie
Brown. I know what you mean, but no.
It does sound. It sounds a little bit maybe like the Charlie Brown Christmas song, maybe. At some point, we gotta rejoin with the Charlie Brown Christmas. You haven't done that yet.
I would be happy to.
Okay, all right. Leads this morning brought to you by Ketch's Law Group. Ketch's is at the backs of New England's construction workers since 1986. You pay nothing unless they win for you. So if you've been injured, get a free evaluation when you call Ketch's at 508-321-7000 or when you visit ketcheslaw.com. Shout out to Ketch's. Shout out to our guy, Sean. been a huge supporter of this radio program all year long. He supports you and this show. So support Catches if you can. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Greg. Well, yesterday you had made a proclamation that you believe that last night may be a preview of what we see in the Stanley Cup Finals, which I think would be outstanding. If we could get anything with the energy level that that had last night in an actual playoff game, the NHL wins 10 times over. And somebody actually even asked Bruce Cassidy about this being a potential Stanley Cup matchup. Here's what he had to say.
I would like to be here in the spring. Wouldn't that be nice, eh? That would be, you know, two good hockey teams that are trending that way. A lot's going to happen between now and then, I'm sure. You know, us Joe's coaches, we're focused on our next opponent Wednesday night at home.
If you're the NHL right now, there is not a matchup that could be better for you than the Bruins and the Knights come the Stanley Cup Final. These two teams clearly will have some, it's not even like a hatred, it's almost more like a competitiveness, but Cassidy also feels a little slighted by the Bruins, so there might be that twinge of hatred. Like, there is enough of here to be like kind of a rivalry that would appear in the Stanley Cup Final, which you're not going to get with just about any other combination of teams.
You think he feels slighted by the Bruins, or do you think he feels like he was done dirty by Jake DeBrusk and others who didn't
I think
like
a
him?
Little bit of both. Like, I think he's probably mad at guys like Don and Cam for not having his back, and then he's also mad with guys like Jake DeBrusk and David Krejci who are like, you basically just kept asking for me to get canned.
Right. And Bergeron. Yeah. I think he looks at all those guys like, yeah, you stabbed me in the back.
He talked glowingly about Bergeron.
Of course
Bergeron.
He's going to talk glowingly.
No, Wiggy, I'm just telling you, Bergeron, you have this, your opinion is that Patrice Bergeron got Bruce Cassidy fired.
So it's Jake DeBrusk? That's what you believe?
I think it was
coincidental.
I think there was a Cabral.
Stop it.
There was a Cabral that was DeBrusk and Krejci.
Krejci wasn't even here.
I know, but he basically said.
If anything, Greg. It was Pasta.
And it wasn't pasta? Even pasta.
Well, no, I'm saying if you're going to say Krejci, you got to say pasta because that was the issue. They said that Cassidy wouldn't let them.
No, Krejci was the one who said that he wished that they had switched the lines up.
Yeah,
he
right.
Was
and
there.
That Cassidy all of a sudden
pasta
found.
Pasta never said anything.
No,
about
Pasta
it.
Didn't say anything.
I'm saying that if you're going to bring Krejci and his issues with Cassidy into this, Pasta had the same issues.
But you can't sit here and say they run everything by Bergeron, and the guy basically said right. He's going to retire, and then all when Cassidy's coach, and then Cassidy gets fired, and next thing you know, he's back.
And didn't you have the report that Bergeron had to go to him and talk
yeah,
to him?
He went to him and talked to him.
Right. So exactly.
And said, you know, basically, try not to, I don't like to, I don't want to talk about that particular report because apparently that dude now lives in my building and I'm afraid I'm going to run into him when I get in the elevator. It's a real terror for me every time I get in the elevator.
I'm sure it was coincidental with Bergeron, and I'm sure it's coincidental that you happened to move to a building where there was a lot of Boston sports athletes living in.
And it's probably coincidental that Haggerty had a quote from DeBrusk yesterday before the game saying, we've been really pumped with the changes that have been made this season. Our record speaks right. for itself.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Shime. Curtis, good morning.
I know we're up against it, so very simple. I got a lot of this out in the first segment, but last night is the reason I am here today, the reason I love sports, and I have my whole life. The only way out is through. If you live by that creed, you'll be okay. And watching a guy at the end of his career come back with 3 minutes left, with basically, you know, no offensive line, a tough day, he's had a really rough year, it just is everything. There is nothing outside of your family that provides those kinds of moments than if you truly are engaged with the sports team. And I am so grateful that I have been alive at the same time as Tom Brady. And if you hate him, if you're like Greg, if you're like Ken, if you just want to hate the guy because he left, it's okay. We'll still welcome you on. You know, some teams quit when they're down two scores in a must-win game in the fourth quarter. Tom Brady says, 13 points, 3 minutes left. Hold my beer. And I enjoyed it immensely, and I hope you have
amazing.
A nice day.
Yeah. The athletic achievement by the guy is extraordinary, Curtis. I agree with you. Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Yesterday, we talked a lot about the Patriots and their chances to make it to the playoffs. And Wiggy had a great point when he said, you know, if they need 10 wins, then look at the Jets' rest of their schedule, and they would need 10 wins, and I don't know if they can get there. Well, I believe Wiggy fully now after hearing Robert Saleh yesterday and what he had to say about the quarterbacks they've got.
And I know the line, if you have more than one quarterback, you have none. Well, we feel like we have three of them. We got three pretty damn good ones. And But right now, while Zach is focusing on reconnecting and doing all the different things that we know he's capable of, right now it's Mike's opportunity.
He goes on and on, basically saying that he's, you know, it's Mike's opportunity, but Zach has been making strides mm-hmm. to reconnect, whatever that means. I'm guessing that means with the players that were wearing Mike White shirts before the game on right. Sunday. I just think that if Salah is going to go down this road where they still have the Bills and the Dolphins and the Seahawks and the Lions on their schedule and not really ride one quarterback fully and still leave the door slightly open for Zach Wilson, that is going to end up being an absolute disaster. The players on the Jets hate Zach Wilson. You need to cut your ties. You need to ride one person to get some wins at the end of the season.
I think he's really saying, like, Zach, get your head together. You are the number two overall pick. It'll be your job for next season. Mm-hmm. But this year we're riding with the kid Mike White because that'd be tough to cut the second overall pick after what, two seasons?
I mean, you worry about Mac's mental state. How do you think the mental state of Zach Wilson is?
I actually think Zach Wilson has much bigger ego than Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. So I actually don't think it's really rocking him that hard. I think he's probably like, no, I'm the best. Yeah. I'm the best.
No, maybe. All right. Thank you, Courtney. You're Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. So I'll make this quick because I know we're up against it. But it will be an absolute disappointment if the Celtics don't make the NBA Finals. Mm. You talked about the Bruins the other day, Greg, but I was watching this team last night. I had them on the big TV, and they are just so much better than everybody else. They played Brooklyn the other night, and it looked like, you know, you think about Brooklyn as KD and Kyrie Irving, and it was just like, yeah, the Celtics were a far superior team. Last night, they were without Brogdon. They were without Al Horford. You know, you could tell that they were worn out from the back-to-back and just the road trip that they were on. And they just basically, there wasn't one point in the time in that game that I felt like the Raptors were going to win this basketball game. And it would be an absolute disappointment because I think they have the best player in the NBA in Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown has completely, you know, flipped how I think my opinion and a lot of people's opinion of him and where this team is headed. And I just don't see anybody. I don't even see anybody in the Western Conference beating them.
No, listen, and credit to those guys mm-hmm. in that locker room, because you look at where they were
right
when they had the fight in the bubble.
Mm.
And most of us thought that they couldn't stand each other.
Right.
The breakfast.
The fight in the bubble?
And they themselves, the players, have figured out a way to get along.
Even with the Ime situation, they've still been able to kind of just power through that whole thing.
You're right. You're right. All right. I'll keep it brief, too. Curtis speculates a lot, an awful lot, on this program about the frustration that Robert Kraft must be feeling. And yes. And sometimes I don't listen. However, yesterday changed my mind a little bit. And Patriots fans, this is where your once great dynastic franchise is right now. Your week 15 game with the Raiders was flexed yesterday from prime time to Ordway dinner time to 4 p.m. That has got to frustrate the owner of this franchise, Curtis.
And what does he chair within the NFL? Would that be the broadcast committee?
How
do you think that sit down went?
And so, Wiggy, we've fallen on hard times.
There we have.
I do believe that if there were any ownership group that would be able to fix it, that mm-hmm. it is this one. But there has got to be a little bit of frustration on that this morning around those parts. So
that this offseason, that game, Greg, was one of the top ones that people talked about at the schedule release.
Yeah.
Josh versus Bill, and then you had the preseason game.
There's a ton of people who, like, booked themselves a trip to Vegas because they wanted to see the Sunday night game. Well, now what time is that going to start in Vegas? 8 a.m.?
Yeah. Played it the night before.
All right. Well, those are the leads. They said it coming up at 7:20. Courtney has the news at 7:30. There's some robot uprising news today. Be careful what you wish for if you're one of those remote work hardos, because there's a Boston company that we will talk about in the news, and who they are hiring is of interest. And then Ty Law will join us at 8:20 on a Tie Tuesday here at WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, Sean, Ripe made it to my Spotify Wrapped. Probably because I've been listening to them nonstop for the last month and a half in anticipation of the snowball on Saturday. New Hampshire, we are coming to see you on Saturday. Two events, back to back. Annual Jingle All the Way 5K, which gets underway, I believe, at 10 a.m. with maybe a thousand plus runners and walkers in Christmas garb, and you can still sign up to run or walk. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, walk the thing, you'll probably finish before I do running.
Is it going to get flexed, or is it staying at 10 a.m.?
No, it's staying. No flex on this.
Okay.
It's staying at 10 a.m., and then everybody hangs around, eats some great food, has a drink or two, and then the snowball gets underway at 1 o'clock with Ripe playing out of doors, fire pits, hot chocolate. What do they call the... shot skis, you know, the things with the skis and like So I am looking forward to Portsmouth and the Cisco Brewery on Saturday. Courtney and Santo will be there. Curtis and Ken doing the show live from 10 until 1. On
9
Saturday.
Till 1 on the 9. Curtis and Ken show.
All right. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I said Ken.
No, that's
Ken.
The new way. I love it.
Curtis and Ken program. Ken plus Curtis.
No.
Shime, you're coming and you're doing what? Just a beer mile?
No, I'll do the whole thing.
Okay.
The final mile, I'm going to do beer mile.
Okay.
With Henry?
No, Henry will not be present, unfortunately.
God. Why don't you? Oh, is did he, you? Not now, because there's something I want to bring up about Wiggy's lead. But later on, did you see the woman who has a dog? The story reminded me yesterday of you, because your dog is coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
And she did something Christmas related when it came to dressing her dog, and now she's being dragged, and they want animal cruelty charges against her.
Oh,
did you
no.
see? All right, we'll talk about that later at some point. So Henry is not coming.
Is he allowed at Cisco?
Yes.
Oh, then Henry can come.
Yeah, bring
yes.
Henry.
Oh, yeah, we'd love to.
Kobe Wobey was there last year.
Oh, perfect.
Maybe
okay,
Kobe Wobey will be there this year. I don't know.
Henry will probably do the 5K with us. Are you kidding me?
Mm. So
quite the athlete.
Wiggy's lead was a great lead, I think, with regard to the Celtics. And nothing short of it's disappointment for you
mm-hmm.
if this team does not get back to the NBA Finals.
Yep.
Are you disappointed if they don't win them? Do they have to win them, or do they just have to get back there in your mind?
You know, I won't put that much pressure on them, but I think you should be able to win it, but I won't put that much pressure on you. But, yes, you have to get there.
Okay.
Based on the way that you're playing and based on the way that the rest of the kind of the Eastern Conference shakes up, it's you know I think that it's obviously going to be you and Milwaukee, but you're a better team than Milwaukee.
So I thought it was really interesting yesterday hearing Marcus Smart talk about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and how the two of them have come along in their relationship and the way in which they relate with the rest of the team. And I want to play a little bit of that for you this morning.
You know, we see it. We all know what those guys are capable of. And each and every year they've grown. You know, we've asked them to work on something that not only helped them but helped us as a team. and they've done it. And they come back the next year, and, you know, they've been on display, and we see it. We understand what we have with those two guys, the gems we have. We don't take them for granted. We appreciate everything that they do, the work that they put in, and the growth that they continue to be, giving us on the court and off the court, and just the leaders they continue to grow to be. You know what I'm saying? I've been on this team the longest. Those two are next. And, you know, we've had some battles. We've had some ups and downs. We've cried. We bled. We sweat. We've done it all together. So, you know, I'm just really happy for those guys. I'm proud of those guys to be, you know, blossoming into the players that they are.
And we talked about it earlier from a brawl, essentially, with chairs being thrown in the locker room in the bubble to this point.
Yeah.
You have to give that credit to Jason Tatum. Well, and I'm somebody who was I wanted to get rid of the guy,
right?
But you got to give credit to him when it comes to turning into a leader. I think.
Well, I would initially give credit to Ime for getting them to all buy in.
Yeah.
Then I would say that individually they deserve the like Marcus Smart. I think you give him a lot of credit because he now individually realizes, okay, what his role has become.
Yeah, he was willing to accept his role right. When maybe he wasn't a couple years
right.
ago.
Right, and so even when he talks like that, you go, okay, he's talking like that, but then when he goes on the court, he's not talking or he's not playing as in to say, I'm on the same level as these guys. I think Jaylen Brown is kind of said, okay, this is Tatum's team, and I don't mind being his wingman. And Tatum has kind of said, all right, everybody knows this is my team, and they accept that, and that's cool.
See, I think I agree with what Wiggy's saying, and the way Marcus Smart spoke yesterday, what we just played, is completely different than the Marcus Smart we heard from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't give all the credit to Jason Tatum here. I actually think that Jaylen Brown has proved himself a whole lot, and I think Jason Tatum has bought into the fact, and this was my lead yesterday, that he could not do this. He could not make it to a championship without Jaylen Brown. And while, yes, he is MVP, the chants are loud and proud, Jaylen Brown is coming up just as talented.
Well, and also credit Jaylen Brown because he was a part of a trade rumor, and he could have been a dink all year, and he hasn't been.
And right. Not at all.
And it's all about accepting your role, no matter what it is.
But can't you say it's their team?
No.
Oh, see?
It's not. I mean, I know you're trying to say that, but it's not. You know, it's Tatum's team.
But there are days where Tatum falls off a bit, and Jaylen Brown is right there to pick it up. If Jaylen Brown was not on this team, they would be completely different. And same with Jason Tatum, of course.
No, that doesn't mean Brown is not picking up the slack, and Brown doesn't play well, and Brown's not. Like, when you look at Golden State and when they were successful, it was Steph Curry's team,
right.
Even though Klay Thompson was able to pick up the slack maybe when Steph wasn't playing well. But at when you look at it, it's about Klay Thompson, or in this case, Jaylen Brown, going, okay, I understand this is his team, and I'm not going to try to jockey. There can only be one driver, right? And at times, and we talk about this all the time, and it's not like Jaylen Brown is like a passenger in the sense of when you think of like when I talk about Mac Jones. It's like, okay.
Who's the driver on the Patriots then if Mac's a passenger?
Well, they don't have that guy.
Oh, okay. Driverless vehicle.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's the Tesla.
Those are hot right now.
So you look at it's about guys and people just buying into the role, right? So if Tatum goes, okay, this is my team, and people are now buying into that, and Jaylen Brown goes, hey, listen, I'm a talented player, but I don't mind being the guy that understands his role because I'm still going to get mine. I'm still going to eat, but I might not be looked at like this is my team.
But credit to Jaylen Brown. He was able to recover from a scurrilous rumor that was started on the radio about him that wasn't true.
Certainly, if he was being talked about being traded, the rumor was true.
I think
you misheard the streets.
Yeah, no, the streets are on fire.
I don't think the streets were actually talking.
Yeah, okay. His people came out and basically said, yeah, he kind of wants to be the leader of his own team.
I don't think that ever happened.
Yeah, that was when your boy, what's his name?
Jared.
Jared called in and said, yeah, he does want to be.
Oh, really?
The streets are talking.
I don't think that is true.
No, that's what his peoples were saying. Let me tell you. I don't. When I see people,
are we gonna before the year ends? Because I only have one more week left to work next week. Are we going to do the top five most ridiculous things stated on this program by Wiggy or anybody else?
Well, number one is right now is It Takes Two.
Oh, It Takes Two? The greatest movie. What did you call it?
It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
No, you said it was the greatest movie.
Of course, that's what I say. I just like comes out saying that. It's one of the best movies of all time.
It's a movie with the Olsen twins, Kirstie Alley, and Steve Guttenberg. That can never be the greatest movie of all time.
It's the guy that made The Typewriter, right?
And no disrespect to Kirstie Alley, who sadly passed away yesterday. That's how we started talking about this. And Courtney said It Takes Two, which I've never seen. And neither has most of America.
False.
When I hear that, I just think of the song.
She said it was the greatest movie of all time.
I have a poll up right now on my Instagram story. So and have you seen Kirstie Alley and It Takes Two? Yes, iconic or no? Unfortunately, right now, it's only 59% to 41% in yes, iconic. Uh-huh. But go vote because I think a lot of people have seen that movie.
If we had the audio of those who were saying, yeah, what's the answer? Yes.
Yes, iconic.
It would be, yes, it's iconic.
Maybe. It's still a great movie.
All right, I want your opinion on the dog Christmas thing.
Okay,
so we'll get to that, and then we'll get to They Said It coming up at 7:20, and it's a Thai Tuesday. Ty Law will join us. Curtis, what it really bothers
just,
you?
Oh no, it's not. I'm laughing my ass off. I find it's just illuminating.
What do you think the greatest movie of all time is, Curtis?
It's cliche, but it's Shawshank.
You think so?
Jesus,
yeah.
Dark.
Wow.
Dark. I thought that was dark.
It was a good movie, but I don't know about the greatest movie of all time.
Yeah. Okay, my opinion. You can disagree. That's why they have Apple.
Training Day all day long.
Oh, and a reminder, 12 days of Twitchmas underway. Be watching and be listening at 8:45 to win my present for you this holiday season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.